with us. Good morning, John. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Good to see you.
I hear you almost didn't make it.
Almost.
Trains in the way.
There was a train across the tracks, right?
All right. Let's talk about last night's city council meeting. You talked a lot about roads and summertime projects as if we're ever going to get a summer, and this will happen. We're still hopeful, but people are going to have to look and think when they get around in Dundas this summer.
Yes, this summer is going to be, some people could say we're emulating the Minnesota Department of Transportation and making it impossible to move efficiently from point A to point B.
Yeah.
We do have a couple of interesting road projects this summer. One will not create a tremendous problem because basically it's going to be on Cannon Road, which is, although it's a highly used road, it's easy to get around it. Basically, they're one block away is Highway 3, so there won't be any deficiencies there. And that one will be fairly short, most likely, but they will, you know, will be able to close the whole road during that project because there really is no, there will be no need to get through there and access anything. The dome people will be, you know, able to get into the dome to do their maintenance, but the dome will be closed that time of the year, and that's the only access road that will be off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other project will be a little bit more difficult and will take some patience by folks, is we are going to redo Stafford Road, which is the frontage road that runs from America's Mattress to Franz and Bank and serves all of the businesses on that side of the road. That will never be totally closed, but it may be one lane. Traffic may be restricted or delayed while the whatever the flagging is, mm-hmm. frees up a lane, but that will never be totally closed. All the businesses will always have access.
Now, is that a total reconstruction of the road?
That one will be a mill and overlay.
Okay.
Although we will be constructing a new one block portion. There is the road called Gleason Road, which is mm-hmm. a short one block road between basically the Gleason offices and their storage area, which also connects to some property in back, specifically Ruth's Kitchen. And there's a storage building. I believe the school district might rent it as a bus barn in the back. So that road has not really been officially a road. We're going to make it officially a road, and we're going to pave that back to the end of the property.
Okay.
So it's going to be disruptive to the folks on Stafford Road for a while, but again, that will never be totally closed. That will always have access to all of the businesses along there.
Now, eventually spring will come. I mean, we keep saying that, and the forecast keeps calling for nasty weather, but at this point, is there any danger of anything being delayed at all? Is everything going to be on time and on schedule?
I think
the starting of it?
I think everything is going to be on schedule. We'll know for sure within about a month. excuse me. We should be receiving the bids. Last night we just approved the plans and authorized the engineer to distribute the bids or to distribute the plans. I think it's May 8th would be the meeting that the council will be able to review and accept and authorize the construction to go ahead. Now, on these projects, we're going to give them a pretty wide window of when to do the work, meaning that, but they will have a fairly tight schedule of how long they can do the work for. So,
mm-hmm.
what we're saying is you have to have the work complete by X number of days, but once you start the work, it's got to be completed within Y number of days.
Okay.
So basically, a contractor who has another project that may not fit in that schedule can maybe fill the schedule that they have with the with this portion of the road. So if mm-hmm. they're looking at, okay, we've got all summer to do the work, it's not going to take all summer to do the work. So we're saying, okay, you're going to have all summer to decide when you want to do the work, but when you want to do the work, you've got to get it done within mm-hmm. a certain amount of time.
Yeah. Okay. Understood. All right. Hey, I want to talk about Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, NAFRS, as well. They had a meeting last night. They talked about the report that recommended a full-time fire chief. Is that correct? I'm trying to, McGrath Report.
McGrath Report. That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Yep. You're in the city of Dundas. Your perspective on that. Bring us up to date with that.
Well, the city has had the idea that representing discussions that we have had at the, or that the council has had, and I don't normally represent the city, or I can't really represent the city, but the council has had discussions in the past about the benefits of getting involved in this type of an organization. And, we made a major commitment to, the city made a major commitment to NAFRS. And as part of it, it was anticipated that the organization would begin to look forward, and that includes the management of the organization. It's been very well run, but there is a feeling that, you know, the model that it's operating under is a model from the 21st century, and it may be time to change that model. It may not be, but so far we have not had a good discussion at the board level of if that model is really the right model for the organization.
Mm-hmm.
There has been some, let's say there are two very different views on it. One is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And one, which I think Dundas supports, is, well, you can always make things work better. And this gives the creation of NAFRS, may give the organization a chance to make things work better.
You know, there are, when you said mentioned that, there's two ways of thinking about it. If it's don't broke, don't fix it. I thought the other item was going to be, if it's broke, throw money at it, and which government tends to do mm-hmm. a lot. So we're talking, Gary Fronick, our current fire chief, has been there for a long time, served the community very well, and he makes somewhere in the neighborhood of about $20,000 for a part-time work.
Right.
And the other would be, hire somebody full time for $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's like one end of a football field and the other end of a football field. Is there anything in between that anyone from? I guess I should be talking to somebody from NAFRS, but it's been a while since we've had anyone willing to come on and talk about that. Mm-hmm. But is there anything in between?
There is something in between, and that's what Dundas has been advocating for a long time, is let's do an actual cost-benefit analysis of what it would do. So nobody, mm-hmm. there's the numbers thrown out, which I disagree with. Dundas did the city made a proposal to the, to NAFRS about 3 years ago, 2 years ago at least, mm-hmm. which suggested that a position of administrator should be created. This was to try to get the discussion of a full-time person started, and that would be, the cost to the city, or what we came up with our study was the cost to the NAFRS would be maybe $20,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
There are other things that are done in NAFRS, which the NAFRS pays a consultant for. Some of those things may be able to be done in house if there was a administrator mm-hmm. Or a fire chief who acted as an administrator. So I think all the city of Dundas is asking is, let's take a look at the options and what the cost would actually be, rather than throw out these figures that somebody, oh my gosh, it's going to cost this. Oh my gosh, it's going to cost that. And that's a business model that I think mm-hmm. government should operate under. Is if we propose doing something, let's take a look at what the actual costs are, what the benefits are, and do a cost-benefit analysis, and then make a decision rather than the emotions of, oh, my gosh, it's working, or it's not working, or whatever.
Now, the McGrath report, did they address that?
They didn't address doing a cost-benefit analysis. They did address what the cost of a fire chief was would be, roughly.
Okay.
And that's been looked at. But that was not, you know, okay, what are you going to get from it? What duties is NAFRS is contracting out certain duties. There's other duties that the board is, there are governance duties that the board is, some board members are accepting and doing, which basically the board is a policy-making board. It's a government body. It should not be involved in administrative, there is a theory, and in some cases it's even some questions about data practice and what the responsibilities of a board member are. There's a lot of things that are going on within the board that are not, that maybe, maybe not the best way to function to run a government body, at least in Minnesota.
Okay. Where do we go from here?
Good question. Hopefully the discussion will continue. Hopefully we will get to the point that we have a calm, logical discussion about what the cost-benefit actually is,
okay,
rather than the emotions of, you know, there's a lot of emotions involved right now, I just think that if you're going to, that if you're going to run a government properly, you have to run. A government can't be run as business, because a government is not in the profit motive.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what. At least that's my theory. But you can use good business principles to run a government, and I think that's what I think it's worthwhile looking at.
All right, John. Boy, we could talk about this for a while, but we're out of time. We're actually 5 minutes into the Wayne Eddy affair, so Wayne's coming up next. We want to thank you so much for being with us, and best of luck. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thank you, Jeff.
John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator.